This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. The weather in South America played a factor in some of the changes we saw on this month's WASDE report. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
The one surprise from the February WASDE report was the cut to some of the production numbers for Brazil and Argentina. At this point, some of the major growing areas have received too much rain. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather conditions in South America.
Well, in weather, we're watching Argentina and southern Brazil. Some of the major portions of, or the more major portions of Brazil have had too much rain. That's kind of slowed down some of their harvest at times. But we know that the southern portion of Brazil and Argentina had been on the drier side. Well, the 1 to 5 day forecast shows very good rains in that area. Does back off of some of the rains in the main portion of Brazil. So overall, kind of an ideal situation for areas that need rain or need a lack of rain right now.
When it comes to crop progress, the corn and soybean crops tell different stories.
So they are just behind the five-year average for soybean harvest, sitting at 15%. That's 3% behind the five-year average, still 7% behind last year. On the second crop, corn planting, they're ahead of the five-year average, sitting at 22%. The five-year average comes in at 16, but they are still 6% behind where they were at last year. And then on the first crop, corn harvest, they're right in line. Their five-year average puts them at 23%. This week, they're at 22%. Last year, they would have been about 26%, which is slightly behind across the board, but nothing that's really a major concern about a quarter of the way through their harvest and planting process.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.